You? Is anybody?
There she is. That's Molly Goldberg, folks. A woman with a place in every heart and a finger in every pie. And now the makers of New Does, that new kind of soap for everything right down your wash line, bring you another visit with those good folks, the Goldbergs. What can I do for you, little girl?
It's about that new soap, Does.
Yes?
Well, my mother heard you say does everything in the wash.
That's right.
And when you say everything, you mean everything, don't you?
Why, sure. This new kind of granulated soap does all three kinds of wash. Heavy work shirts, grimy towels, to pretty rayon slips.
Well, my mother says she just doesn't see how this one soap can get towels white and still be safe for rayons, too, like you say.
Oh, she said that, did she?
Yep. She said it's ridiculous. Well, anyway, she doesn't see how Does can do so much.
Well, she will if she tries, Does. You see, it's Procter & Gamble's new soap discovery.
Gee.
Now, look, I've got a little plan. How about you taking home a box of Does?
Oh, that's a good idea.
And just ask your mother to try it.
For everything?
Sure, for all three kinds of wash. First, she'll discover Does is lots safer for her rayons and fussy colored washables. In fact, with Does, their colors stay bright far longer than with any of the four other leading granulated soaps.
Oh.
And your mother knows that's important in wartime, because now she wants such clothes to last longer. And then next, you notice when your mother washes your father's overalls in Does, she won't do any hard scrubbing, because no soap made gets clothes clean easier than Does.
She'll like that.
Uh-huh. And third, wait till your mother sees how wonderfully white Does gets her sheets and towels.
Oh, she's always complaining about her towels.
Well, she won't complain when she sees how dazzling white Does does them. Why, she's never seen whiter washes than Does gives her.
Oh, thanks, Mr. Does. Mr. Collier. I'll take home some Does right now.
Fine. Just look for those letters D-U-Z. And don't forget, Does does everything in the wash. And now the Goldbergs. Molly is matchmaking, and everybody's happy about it, except Sammy. There's misunderstanding about Sammy's feelings towards Emma, the girl who now works for Molly and whose future Molly is trying to settle. Sammy is hiding his real feelings, his confused, his hopeless attraction toward this girl. Right now, while Emma is off on a ride with Bruce, the Goldbergs are waiting for her return. And one look at Sammy's sullen face tells us that perhaps he doesn't care what happens, as long as he can have Emma. Listen.
Who's going to play cards? Uncle David and Papa and me's going to play cards. So who? Rosalie. You? Mikey. Sammy. Phil? Oh, you're here. Why don't I get an answer?
You're reading?
No.
Family, you're not neither?
No.
Oh. You're just sitting like that. Talking secrets. Oh. Excuse me.
Rosalie, you going to play with us? We're in the kitchen because I'm watching something on the stove. Come in, darling, if you want to play.
Well, Molly.
You're better off that way, Sammy.
Oh, listen, let's go out on the porch if you have to give me advice.
Don't be a fool. How much longer are you going to be in Lastonbury? You'll be in the army before you know it. If Emma can marry Bruce Hanley, it's the best thing that can happen to her.
Shh, shh, shh. All right. You don't have to decide Emma's life.
Do you?
I didn't say I was.
You know, she didn't mind going out with Bruce Hanley.
She went because my mother wanted her to.
How charming of her. How delightful. How obedient. Gee, you're not falling for that stuff, are you, Sammy? Emma never did a thing that she didn't want to, including falling in love with you. She's the kind of a girl who plans out a campaign and then follows through with every detail. She ought to be a general.
You don't like her, and that's why you believe what you say.
And you like her, and that's why you can't understand what I'm saying.
Oh.
I've watched her, Sammy. She's maneuvered into a position like a panzer division. Yeah, and you can't fight back with your bare hands.
That's enough of that, Mikey.
All right. Okay. Okay. I admit she has appeal, Sammy. I admit it. Okay. Plenty of it. Fine. It's enough to make a fella's skin crawl when her eyes start dancing around you. Okay, but it's one thing to feel attracted, and it's another thing to jump off.
All right.
Now I know how murders happen. All you need is a couple of suckers like you and Bruce Hanley and a handful of poison like Emma. You mix well, and what do you have?
Nobody wants to play,
Let's get out of this.
We're going out on the porch if you want us.
Oh, you're going on the porch?
Yeah.
All right, that's Rosalie.
Yes,
you want to play, Rosalie?
No, Ma.
You don't want to play?
Uh-uh.
Well, then go on the porch with the boys.
They're talking.
So talk to?
Well, you're in that already, Molly. The cards are standing.
All right, darling. You tackled the cards already, Jay?
Yes.
All right, darling. I'm coming in one minute. I can't find your specs, dear.
So I'll do without them.
Rosalie, why don't you go to the movies or bowling or something?
That they won't move away from the house, Sammy or Mikey.
Why not?
They're waiting for Emma to come home from the ride.
Well, they'll be all anxious.
Emma won't like Bruce Hanley.
How do you know?
He's not her type.
Well, who is her type?
Well, Molly, David is falling asleep over there.
All right, I'm coming. I'm coming, dear. Who is Emma's type, probably? Mikey? Mikey, Rosie says Bruce Hanley is not Emma's type. Who is?
Huh? Molly, if you don't come in this instant, the game is over.
All right, I'm coming. But what is the hurry, my dear? Well, what is the hurry? I'm coming. Excuse me, we have time to play. Excuse me, Mikey, we have time to play. What's the hurry?
Who do you think is Emma's type, Rosie?
You want to play gin?
No. Who do you think is Emma's type?
You want to go to the movies?
Not tonight.
Bowling?
No.
She may be very late.
Who?
Emma.
Oh, yeah.
Does every girl have some special type to like her?
Now, what do you think?
Well, what's mine?
You're looking at her.
Am I?
Well, you ought to know.
Who's Emma's?
That's what I'm trying to find out.
But why are you so interested?
No, I'm just curious.
Curious enough to stay around and wait for it?
Just curious, Rosie.
Well, I'm curious, too.
Are you?
Yes, but not about the same thing.
Well, what are you curious about?
Maybe a girl's type keeps changing. Maybe the wiser she gets, the more the type changes.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Rosalie, well, ask him if he saw Papa's specs. Ask him.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
What's the matter, Mikey?
Nothing.
What's the matter, Rosalie? What's the matter?
Sammy, yeah?
You didn't see Papa's specs, Sammy?
No.
Did you look?
Did you ask me to look?
If I'm asking for the specs, that means that...
Oh, please.
What's the ma, please? Well, what is the ma, please? I don't know. I don't know, but everybody with such longitude faces. And everybody with such a latitude. Just because Emma went with Bruce Hanley for a ride? I don't know. Did I commit such an unforgettable thing?
Yes.
Why?
Because Bruce Hanley...
What do you mean, Bruce Hanley? Because you don't like Emma. Bruce Hanley wouldn't buy a cat in a bag, Sammy. Don't worry. If Bruce Hanley will see the things in Emma that you see, then he wouldn't marry her. Don't be afraid, Sammy. Just because you don't like Emma. Maybe it's possible that Bruce Hanley will see things you don't see. What I see in Emma. That she's a girl alone, a lonesome, young, pretty... Somebody that needs a little protection from a man. Friendship from a man. And love also. Yes. Because you don't like Emma. Well, so you don't like Emma? Well, why not? Well, why not?
What why not?
Nothing, Jay, darling. Nothing. We're just conversing backwards and forwards. Nothing, darling. Come, Rosalie. Come. You'll make the fourth handle play here.
Come.
Come on.
Keep it up, Sammy. It won't be long before your mother knows what's going on.
If I have no objections to Mama Mitchell, I'm matched with Ruth and me. Why should you object,
all right,
Sammy?
Darling, okay?
Do you want to take a walk?
No.
Just because you took a dislike to Emma?
Please, Humphrey,
let's go for a walk.
I told you I don't want to go for a walk.
Then go jump in the lake and cool off.
Why don't Mikey think that Emmett's so terrible? Only you.
All right, sir. Please.
Jay, I sleep.
All right.
I love my girl. Anything else is Emma.
Jake,
don't jake me. If Emma was a bad girl, you wouldn't be the only one to know it. There's nobody who has a quicker eye than your father.
Good night.
And your mother is not blind neither, Sammy.
Of course, the Goldbergs are all wrong about Sammy's feelings toward Emma. It's not that she isn't good enough for Bruce Hanley, but that Sammy wants her for himself. Say, did you know that at last something's been done to bring dishwashing up to date? Yes, there's no more need to struggle with those old-fashioned halfway soaps. I mean bar soaps, because they don't have real speed. And those tough granulated soaps, because they fall short on safety for your hands. Well, the answer to such halfway soaps is New Does. Yes, that new kind of granulated soap for everything in your wash. And believe me, Does has everything for dishes, too. From whirlwind speed to extra gentleness for your hands. Notice how soft and smooth your hands feel after doing dishes with Does. Why, Does is far kinder to your hands than any of the four other leading granulated soaps. Yet Does speeds through dishes like a whirlwind. There's no hard scouring, not even to cut tough grease. Yes, Does has everything for dishes. Try it tonight, and let those busy suds tell you how different Does is. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. Sammy feels he has to make up his mind and speak openly about Emma. This is Clayton Collier wishing you good day for Procter & Gamble, makers of Does, the new kind of granulated soap for all three kinds of wash.